coach, 5-1 win over the Grandview Steelers. Very hard-fought victory. First thing I want to ask is, Daniel Zubik certainly stacked the pads on a few occasions. He certainly played well. What does this young man bring to this organization?
Well, he's a mature 20-year-old who's got some played some games in the league, so he's always prepared. Prepares himself like we always say, a pro, and he's ready to go. And again, he's given us two good performances back to back, so we feel comfortable. We have to shouldn't be putting him in those situations with odd man rushes, so we got to figure those things out. So it's nice to know that he's making those saves, but we can't play like that all year, and that's the reality.
Fair enough. Both goalies got run repeatedly in the third. We know that Granby's a rough team. Whalers certainly did fight back. What does this tell you?
Well, I mean, there was periods where we competed hard, and I didn't think we compete. I think we're fortunate to be 5-1, quite honestly. It wasn't a 5-1 game when we talked about it, but we need to see these teams right away, because Granby's a very competitive team. They always operate a very competitive program. So for us, it's important to be seeing that that's the level that you have to play at every night to compete harder.
One quick thing. We did mention that a number of Whalers are away at WHL camps. Can you give me a short update on some of them?
Well, Matheson and Kai are up in Prince George, and I understand they're competing quite hard up there. So they got the brand on their helmets, so it's good that they're seeing the Whalers up there. And Rennie was in Portland, and I think came up a little sore, so he wasn't able to finish the camp, unfortunately. And I believe Maddox has had to come home due to an injury, so I'm not sure where the update on that is. Yeah.
My final question, not to be too personal, but let's face it, we've been away from the rink, all of us, for a very, very long time, since last November. I'm just curious, what exactly did you do in your free time when you weren't scouting, you know, providing plus-minus reports or anything?
Well, the staff worked hard. We had skates, identification skates, and we skated all the way last year. We took 2 months off, and that's it. So we have to go out and work hard. The league's expanded, and some guys, kids quit hockey, so it's a challenge to make it a full-year project to find players. Yeah.
Wonderful to be back. Thanks, Coach.